Before listening to this recording, I do apologize for any background noise that may be heard. Thank you in advance, and please continue listening. Hello and welcome to the broadcast of this podcast of Christ Stops Here, where praise is required and not suggested. I am your host, Christopher Casey, and here on today's show, we're just going to do a simple topic on I believe it was a couple days ago, maybe Monday or Tuesday, or it might have been Sunday. I did a podcast called Victory in the Midst of Trial. Well, today I'm going to do a simple broadcast entitled, Why Not Me? And this is a very, as I say, every topic I speak on is a very near and dear topic to my heart. And why not me is no different. As you go through life, you're going to experience things that are going to jolt the very essence of who you are. And not just who you are, but who you are in living. It's going to make you question why am I here and what is my purpose? Well, today today's topic is going to be answering that question for you, but it's going to flip it a little bit. Instead of people saying, why me? I'm going to go off and say, well, why not me? Why not me? Because as the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, we are a chosen priesthood. We are God's people. We are set aside to do the things of God. And if you didn't realize in the book of Job, in the whole chapter of Job, it talks about a man who suffered many a loss. He lost his cattle. He lost his wife. He was sick to the point of death. And he said in one particular verse, he said, though you slay me, though the devil slay me, yet will I continue to trust God. And that's the main thing I want to get you to see in saying, why not me? Or why me? You don't have to question God for the things that he does. That's my first point. You don't have to question God for the things that he does. And my second point for today is, you are chosen for greatness. You are chosen for greatness. Any and everything that happens in our life, the devil will try to use it to turn us away from who we are in the essence of God. Oh, the devil may make you think, well, you don't have to give God praise today. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to go to church Sunday. You don't have to worship the name of God. You can worship the sun. You can worship the clouds. You can worship the water. You can worship the fish. You don't have to worship God. Well, let me ask you this. Just like somebody can get up 40 hours a week, can give 8 hours out each day for 5 days a week to make a little bit of money. Every day of the year, excluding holidays, if you can get up for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and make 40 hours a week at a job, you might not technically like. Think about how much more God sacrifices just to bless you, just so you could have life. And you won't even open up your mouth and give him what he is due. My friends, so before you even open up your mouth and ask why me, you need to say, well, Lord, why not me? Why not me go through this? Because when I go through this, I can be a testimony to somebody else, to let somebody else know God is good. Anyhow, see how he brought me through that. See how he brought me through this. See how he brought me through that. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We've got to tell people how good God's been to us. We just can't keep it bottled up on the inside. But we've got to tell people that God is still good in spite of what we go through. Yeah, you might cry tears at night. Yeah, you might wonder, Lord, how much more can I take? Yeah, you might feel like, oh, I got to put a gun in my head. I got to take some pills. But God said, when the devil says yes, God says no. God is making your path straight. God is making your path straight, son. Son, daughter, God is making your path straight. My first point for today was, you are chosen for greatness. And my second point for today was, you don't have to question God for the things that he does. Before you open your mouth to complain, think about this. The countless blessings God gives us every day. What if he didn't wake us up every morning? What if he didn't heal our bodies of sickness? What if he didn't take us out of that bad marriage or that bad situation? You've got to think that God loves me so much that he would sacrifice time for us just to bless us in spite of who we are. So before you open your mouth to complain, think about that. And instead of saying, why me? Say, Lord, why not me? I hope that you have enjoyed today's broadcast of Christ Stops Here. Christ Stops Here is broadcasted on Anchor. It should be broadcasted on Anchor daily, but sometimes God doesn't give me the inspiration to do a broadcast every day. But Christ Stops Here is broadcasted on Anchor, and it is also broadcasted live on it is also a live Facebook group. It is a Facebook group. So if you would like to join my Facebook group, the URL for that is www.facebook.com/ChristStopsHere. That's ChristStopsHere. H-E-R-E. And if you would like to contact me via Facebook, my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/CasonRalphChristopher. That's CasonRalphChristopher. I thank you so much for listening to this broadcast on today. And as I say on this and at the end of every broadcast, go in peace and take your happy with you. I love you all. Please be blessed.